Today is Thursday, August 17th, 2006. This is the first podcast for the CWF Game Discussions blog. I just want to mention that today we have a great show, and I want to welcome everyone to our first podcast. Be sure to turn up the volume, and we got a great one for you today. And now we're going to cue our intro music. Welcome back, and I am Jonathan Reinhardt. Right now, I am sitting in my bedroom where it is pretty warm. It's a nice day outside. I worked this morning and got back, and I'm doing this podcast as part of fulfillment for an online class I'm taking through work. I work at the Wellesley Public Library, and this is an online course on podcasting through Metro West, which is a big consortium of libraries, and the instructor is Beth Galloway, so just want to give a shout out to her and everyone else in the class with me. Moving along, just want to say that I'm very excited about the podcast today, and that I know it's going to be a short one, but that we will have a great show. I want to plug our website. It's www.wargamingforums, that's with an S at the end, .com. The name of it is a CWF Game Discussions. Motto is, you play it, we discuss it. And today, we're going to be talking about the latest GW Webway newsletter. For those who don't know, the GW Webway newsletter is a way that Games Workshop keeps in touch with the millions of customers across the globe. Games Workshop is a British company that produces miniatures games such as Warhammer Fantasy, Warhammer 40,000, a game based on Lord of the Rings, and a slew of other ones. Every week or thereabouts, they send out an email called the Webway Newsletter. It gives little promos about events that they're running and new releases. And it also plugs their online magazine, Black Gobbo 71, which is the latest one. And they do all sorts of different things on there. It's a great resource to have if you're into the hobby. And it is pretty good, actually. I know a lot of people aren't fans of Games Workshop. Throughout the past, they've been accused of price hikes and doing all sorts of other practices that some customers would say they're not exactly consumer friendly, or that they attempt to screw over the little guy. But we're not going to touch on any of that today. We just want to talk about the newsletter. The latest newsletter I have is from Tuesday, August 8th, and I realize that's about a week or so old. They may have sent out a new one, I just don't have it. Want to set off, they list some new releases here. And these new releases happen to be for their game based on Lord of the Rings. It's a Lord of the Rings game. They've had it around for a while. It's a pretty good game. I've played it. I have different models. Concept, as is with all of the games, you buy the game and the models. You glue them together. You paint them however you want to paint them. And you battle against your friends or whoever. You can do it in your home or stores, wherever. I like to do my battles at two different stores. One is down the South Shore in Abington. It's called Battleground Games, run by Derek Lloyd. They have a website. It's battlegroundgames.com. Great people. It's a great place to play. They have lots of stuff. The other place I like to play is Danger Planet Games. That's up in Waltham, Mass. Their website is dangerplanetgames.com. It's run by a guy named Brian, and he's incredible. Both Brian and Derek are great guys. They actually know each other. And the new releases that came out in this issue of the Webway for Lord of the Rings happen to be a box set and two blisters. In the blisters, you typically get one or two models that you assemble or put together, and box sets tend to have a lot more. And right now, Games Workshop is putting some effort to cover all the different corners of Tolkien's world that they didn't previously cover. They're covering a new release of the Uruk-hai, and these actually, they're called Feral Uruk-hai. So as you would imagine, they're pretty savage-looking, bare bones, native, whatever you would like to call them. And they honestly don't look that different from the original Uruk-hai that Games Workshop put out. You can go to the Games Workshop website, which is games-workshop.com. And you need to choose what country you're from and whatnot. But if you go in, you can look up the Feral Uruk-hai and see some photos of them. And the blister pack comes with three of these guys. It's $12. And the sculpts are actually pretty cool. I've seen better sculpts. In particular, when they redid their range for 40K, which is a science fiction game. It takes place in the Far Universe, kind of actually based on medieval European history. But their sculpts were incredible, and these guys, they're not bad, but they're not great. I've seen better. It looks like they are relatively easy to assemble as well, because it looks like they're one pieces, so you don't really need to worry about putting things together or whatnot. They're pretty basic. One thing with the sculpts, though, it's pretty cool. Their poses, they're very action-filled. Couple of guys look like they're running and ready to attack. They each have two blades of some sort in their hands, much like what the Uruk-hai had in the second film by Peter Jackson, based on The Two Towers. And the paint job on these guys is pretty impressive. The skin tones, the blending, highlights, it's incredible. Just based on looking on the models without knowing how they play in the game, I would recommend picking them up. I admit $12 may sound a little steep, but keep in mind that this hobby isn't for those without disposable income. I know that a lot of people who play, you know, are perhaps younger individuals, their parents cover the costs, or if they are around my age, and I will be 25 this December, jobs tend to cover at least some of it, and we may not be able to get items as much as or as often as we would like. But $12 for three guys, it's not too bad. About maybe a year or two ago, you would be able to get some sort of general type model on his own for 8 to 10, and then they started packaging two versions of them together. They would give you one mounted on some sort of steed or whatnot, and they would also give you one on foot, and they were doing those for about $12, and now I believe they've gone up some. I don't have exact numbers on those, but you can definitely say that $12 for three guys is pretty good. One of the other ones that they have out as a new release is also for the Lord of the Rings game, and this is just like what I was talking about. It's an on-foot and mounted model for a general type character. This particular model is the Lord of the Westfold of Rohan. So he is one of the leaders for Rohan. His name is Erkenbrand, and the sculpts for both of these are incredible. The steed is very animated, rippling body. You can see the muscles underlying the tissue. The model of Erkenbrand himself on the steed, he has this incredible shield with this emblazoned design on it, and he's leaning forward with his sword ready to go on the charge. It's very cinematic. Even the version on foot, it's a little more immobile, I guess would be the word. But he's looks like he's ready to take on the onslaught with the shield raised up to his helmeted head, and his sword drawn back, ready to go in for the kill. This particular model, they're selling for $22 in a blister. So, as you can see, the prices have gone up. But overall, I do have to say, even though the prices for these particular models have been going up, that The model's made out of plastic. It's not an actual regular plastic. It's special plastic that they use. Have been coming down in price. Over the past 3 or 4 years, Games Workshop has been raising the prices on all of their items. They've been going through the roof. Things that had not been given a price increase had received one of $5, $10 per item. A box of, 12, 16, or 20 guys, which used to sell for $19, was going up to $19.99, going up to $20, $24.99, $29.99, and some of them were starting to go back down. So the cost of these metal miniatures, they're made out of pewter, you need to keep in mind, is kind of intuitive, helping to balance that. Games Workshop has been blaming the cost of tin and other metals throughout the world and their increase for why their metal miniatures have been increasing. Lastly, I just want to talk about the last new release. It's a box set. It's called the Eastern Invaders Box. It's a group of warriors for Sauron. And with the Lord of the Rings game, Games Workshop has done a habit of creating these different Battle Force type boxes that are thematic. For example, you could get a Last Alliance box for the good guys, the High Elves and the men and so forth. Or you could get a set for Mordor or the Goblins and so forth. So this is very in tune with this. This is for the Easterlings. It costs $90, and that's pretty steep, but a year or so ago, if a box like this had come out, it would probably be $100 or more. So you are seeing some savings there. And according to their website, it says that it includes 6 cavalry models and 42 men on foot. That's not bad. And based on the pictures that they have, can't really zoom in or anything, but they look really good. And if I still play this, which unfortunately I don't play the Lord of the Rings game anymore, but if I did, I would feel comfortable picking up some of those sets. Also in this issue of the Webway newsletter, they are talking about a new special offer. It's called the Battle for Skull Pass. It's a battalion offer. And a battalion offer, like I had mentioned, is one of the big sets. They consolidate a bunch of the smaller boxes and so forth together to try to get it to you for free. They offer, maybe a special standard bearer or something like that, which is free if you buy the whole box. And the Battle for Skull Pass is their name for the new edition of their fantasy game. It's called Warhammer Fantasy. And if you are purchasing this box via their advance order and you get a battalion set and whatever one you want, they'll send you a free special miniature. It's called Night Goblin Fanatic. They're just kind of crazy goblins and they eat mushrooms and just kind of go wild. And I know there's a lot of drug thoughts might be going through people's heads, but I assure you it's completely innocent and it is a family company. They're not trying to bring any of that sort of stuff up.